Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So we were talking about kids who have sold out the shady partner.
Yeah, because we just talked to a listener who, you know, was a little confused because she was wondering why some seven-year-old niece had mentioned something bad about the guy that she was seeing. And so we wanted to hear from more listeners who, whether it is a family member of yours or maybe it's the person you're dating and it's their children who could pull you aside and say, don't date my daddy or mommy. And we said that we wanted to hear from people who a kid less than 10 years old is the one that is informing you that you need to get out.
We're getting some cool calls from from people who are actually the ones who told on.
Huh.
Yeah, like Victoria. Hey, Victoria, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm good. Just driving to work.
What's going on?
Well, that was funny that y'all brought this up this morning because I had that experience. When I was 7, my mom started dating a guy that she'd met, and he was really sweet to her, did all the little, you know, sweet gestures for her, but he really didn't pay a lot of attention to me and my two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I remember it, but she would even tell me now that I would say things like, you know, I don't like him. Or when he'd come over, I'd leave, like, go somewhere else. And normally, as a child, I was real outgoing and talked to everybody. And so she thought it was odd, but she just figured I was just, you know, being a kid. And they ended up getting married. And I continued to express my dislike. And
really?
Sure enough, about 5 years into their marriage, he became more and more aggressive, ended up hitting her and becoming an alcoholic. And she finally left him. So,
wow. So you had an instinct. Well, we were teasing earlier about, you know, little kids with more, you know, of an instinctual reaction to things rather than, you know, really thinking about it. So you were right.
All the most of the calls that we're getting, like 4 out of 5 of the ones on hold right now, were all the kids who told.
Oh, funny. Boy.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
All right. So I was like 8 or 9 years old and my neighbor, she had a boyfriend, but I noticed this other guy would come around when her boyfriend went around. And it went on for a while. She was seeing both guys. So first I told the guy she'd been with longer and then he told her, you know, that I told him and he broke up with her. And then I told the other guy too. So she ended up with nobody.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
Now, when you're 8 or 9 years old, do you know what you're doing? Like, are you aware that it's wrong or is it just that?
No,
child?
I knew. Cause then she got in a fight with my mom about it. Cause they said I shouldn't have said anything. And I stood up for myself and I was like, well, she shouldn't have been seeing two different guys. That's not right.
Do you remember how you told her or how you told the guy?
I told the guy.
Yeah. Do you remember how you told the guy?
I told him that there was another car. I described the car for him, and I told him the other guy's name because I'd met him too.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's hysterical. Yeah. How much older was she than you?
Oh, she was an adult. She was probably in her 30s.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Because she's never going to speak to you again.
Can you imagine?
No, it was a long time war between us after that.
I'll bet. And can you imagine being the, you know, the guy, the recipient of that news from an 8-year-old?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, mister.
Yeah, I walked right over into the driveway when he pulled up one day. I remember it.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Y'all have a good morning.
You too. And I think, I would believe a kid more, you know, because what are they, you know, why are they trying to manipulate me unless they really, you know, had seen it or knew about it as opposed to an adult?
Well, the
thing
about kids is there's zero filter. There's no, They've got nothing, mm-hmm. you know, if you, that kid's twice his age, if he's 16 or 17 years old or older, mm-hmm. you have the realization, well, there's going to be consequences and she's going to be unhappy. And what if the guy gets really mad and breaks down her door and what, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. When you're 8 years old, you've got no.
But you know what, Jeff,
that.
You know, we don't have children. So
right.
we don't know if you had kids, about. You know, they lie all the time.
Hey, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
How are
Good.
You?
Well, when I was in high school, I was dating a guy that my nephew, who was like 5 at the time, hated. Every time he would come to the house, he'd get like the wiffle ball bat mm-hmm. and just hit the guy over and over again. And he let in my dog, who would bite the guy. Y'all were talking about the dogs.
Right.
The children mm-hmm. have an intuition. Both of mine hated this guy. So, and he ended up sleeping with my best friend.
You kept him around even after the wiffle ball bat and the dog incident?
I was like 16. I wasn't very smart at the time.
I think the better statement is the guy stuck around after getting beaten with a wiffle ball bat and bit by a dog when he came over to your house.
Yeah, he apparently wasn't very smart at the time either.
Hey, Tori, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi. When I was 7, I told my mom she had met a new boyfriend, and I was like, I don't like this dude. She ends up getting pregnant, moving out. I was like, I'm not going. I'm staying with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So I've lived with my grandmother ever since. I am now 16 years old with an 8-year-old brother. We found out about a year ago when they separated, we found out that he's been cheating on my mom for 8 years, which is right after I told her that I didn't like the dude.
Has your mom acknowledged that you were right back then?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Should have listened.
I really like being right. Hey, even if it means the end of a marriage.
Right.
Hey, Iris, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
What's going on?
Sorry?
Wesley, what's going on?
When I was about 6 years old, my aunt started dating a guy. And amongst all of my female cousins, we all just got a very creepy, crawly feeling from him. And my mom used to try to get us to stay the night over at my aunt's place with him, and I just absolutely refused. Mm-hmm. They ended up getting married and having kids, and about 6 years ago, I'm now 24, about 6 years ago, we found out that he actually molested both of his daughters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And when you were 6 or 7 years old, did you have any inkling that that was what was weird about him, or did you just get a bad energy?
We always felt that he was too attentive to the cousins. Like, you know, he'd always want the cousins to come and sit on his lap, and he'd always hug us, or
that's creepy.
Too attentive. And, I would always tell my mom, I don't want to stay with Uncle. I don't want to stay with him.
Wow.
And my mom eventually started getting her own weird feeling about it and tried to talk to my aunt. They eventually moved away from Florida, away from the family, because so many people had negative feelings about him.
Wow.
And about 2 years after they moved away, my aunt called all of us to tell us that my then 11 and 9, I believe my cousins were, 11 and 9-year-old cousins, had finally told her. Actually, I think she read their diary when they were out of school one day.
Wow. So
she eventually found out that he had been molesting both of them.
The oldest
one had an engagement ring from him. It was weird.
Oh my God.
Well, that's just creepy.
Listen to the children.
Yeah.
That's the lesson learned. Listen to the kids. Oh, thanks for the call.
No problem.
I think.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. It's the energy that the people give off for whatever reason. Kids,
see it
unfiltered or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, our last call will be AJ. What's going on?
Hey, I had a story about my 2-year-old daughter was really leery about a business associate of mine.
Right.
Came over to my house, brought gifts and everything, and she's really outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
She would. She would play with anybody, hug on anybody, but the second he walked in the door, she instantly, her mood changed, became a completely different person, and he ended up trying to screw me out of like $100,000.
Wow.
So,
knew it.
I'm going to have to get a kid just to have around and evaluate people that are near me.
Wouldn't it be funny if there was like CEOs or people hiring managers that just brought children in to sit in on an interview and then asked them after the fact, what do you think about this person?
Hey, if I'm that dude and my daughter saved me out of $100,000, I totally would do that next time.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.